Welcome to another episode of In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia EDU, here to bring you neutral insights from the world of scholarship. Today, we're peeling back the layers on a fascinating and ambitious work by Dr. Qazi Abdulmanan titled The Principles of Quranic Research Methodology. Deriving the Process of Knowledge from Revelation. Wow, quite a title, right? It kind of says it all, but what's actually inside, and does it really offer something new for anyone who cares about research, truth, or, well, just understanding the world? Okay, let's start with the core question this book addresses. Dr. Manan is wrestling with a big question. Can the Quran provide not just spiritual or religious guidance, but also a full, coherent methodology for actually conducting research, both qualitative and quantitative, across all disciplines? In other words, is there a way to ground our pursuit of knowledge in a worldview that's deeply ethical, spiritually aware, and yet still intellectually rigorous? And I mean, why is this even significant? Well, so much of modern research is shaped by secular Western philosophies. Empiricism, rationalism, scientism, you name it, often treating knowledge as value neutral or even detached from questions of goodness, justice, or meaning. But Dr. Manan argues, hey, maybe that's a bit of a problem. Maybe detaching knowledge from its ethical roots or from the big picture questions about reality and meaning leaves us with something powerful but a little bit empty. Maybe regrounding research in the Quranic framework gives us a richer, holistic alternative. Again, just want to say my role here is to bring you what the paper argues, not to endorse it, okay? This is all about sharing, reflecting, and sparking thought, not preaching any particular worldview. So, how does Dr. Manan answer this? What's the model look like? At the heart of his argument is the idea that the Quran provides a unified epistemology, a way of knowing that integrates revelation, reason, experience, and moral responsibility. He looks closely at Quranic concepts like ilm, knowledge, aql, reason, yaqeen, certainty, tafakkur and tadabbur, reflection and deep contemplation, and ayat, signs, and argues that these actually map onto or even surpass the core tools of modern research. What's super interesting is the way he lines up Quranic practices with, say, qualitative or quantitative research methods. For instance, tafakkur is about critical reflection and analysis, which parallels things like thematic coding or inductive reasoning in qualitative research. Tadabbur, that's deep contextual reading, which is actually pretty close to hermeneutics, or even the iterative process of modern data analysis. Tadhakur brings in moral memory and responsibility, and fiqh, which in its Quranic sense is about deep understanding, not just legal code, but broader comprehension. He builds this up into what he calls Quranic qualitative epistemology, QQE for short. It draws on these cognitive instruments and argues for data collection, pattern finding, and meaning making that's always, always ethically and theologically anchored. So, digressing for a sec, I think it's kind of wild to see how some ancient concepts like reflection or remembrance look a lot like what we call, you know, reflexivity in qualitative research. Like, is there something timeless about how humans try to get at meaning? I don't know. Maybe there's nothing new under the sun after all. Anyway, zooming out, Dr. Manan doesn't stop with just qualitative methods. He explores quantitative research and even mixed methods, showing how the Quran frames concepts like measurement, balance, mizan, and order, qadar, as guiding principles. For example, the Quran talks about the sun and moon by precise calculation and about the balance of things in the cosmos. He links this to the foundations of things like statistics, data integrity, and the scientific method. But crucially, all these research practices have to be embedded in an ethics of trust, humility, and accountability. He's pretty clear. Knowledge for the Quran is never value neutral. It's always a trust, amana, and requires both accuracy and a sense of service to the community and the world. And the final piece is tawheed. And you might hear tawheed and think, oh, that's just theology, a statement about God as one. But Dr. Manan actually says it's much deeper. Epistemologically, tawheed means that truth, knowledge, reality, it's all unified. There isn't supposed to be a split between sciences and humanities, between the secular and the sacred, between fact and value. For listeners, this might shift the way you think about, well, being a scientist or a scholar or just someone seeking truth in an everyday way. Maybe we shouldn't silo our thinking as much as we do. Toward the end, Dr. Manon offers a protocol for actual research. Start with encountering a sign, an ayah, move through thick observation, analytical reflection, deep synthesis, and then ethical communication and application. At every stage, he argues, the researcher is checking intention, verifying findings, and aiming for outcomes that serve justice, mercy, and balance. But look, don't take it as gospel. That would be funny in this context. But take it as a challenge. Even if you're not coming from an Islamic background, the book is basically poking at all of us. What's the purpose of knowledge? Should research transform us or just inform us? Are ethics and meaning optional? Are they add-ons or are they baked in? All right, I hope this gives you something tangible to chew on. Remember, these are Dr. Manon's insights, and I'm just your friendly neutral messenger. Whether you agree, challenge, or adapt these ideas, maybe this work can help you rethink your own approach, whatever your discipline. In academia, as always, nothing's the final answer, just another step in the never-ending quest for truth and understanding. Thanks for joining me today on In Depth with Academia. See you next time. Until then, keep thinking, reflecting, and asking the big questions.